So the story of Zacchaeus is one that's really familiar to us. And just from the show of hands we did earlier, I think quite a few of you will know the lyrics to this song. So how many of you know the words to this song, "Zacchaeus was a very little man"? I'm not going to sing it to you, but shall we talk it through together? So it goes to the tune of, "Zacchaeus was a very little man, and a very little man was he. He climbed up into a sycamore tree for the Saviour he wanted to see. And when the Saviour passed that way, he looked into the tree and said, 'Now, Zacchaeus, you come down.'" Well done. So as we've seen, this is one of the most famous stories in the Bible. And this morning we're going to look truly deeply into this amazing encounter. So to start off with, we need to understand who this guy Zacchaeus was. So it tells us in the passage that he was a tax collector. Not just any tax collector, he was a chief tax collector. So do you think he was going to win any popularity contests at the time? He certainly wasn't. So a few years ago in the UK, there was a survey done of some of the most hated professions in the UK. Now, before I go through some of the professions on the list, disclaimer, apologies if any of you does these. This is not my words. This is the words of the UK public. But can anyone have a think about some of the one what might be on the top 10 of the list of some of the most hated professions in the UK? Traffic warden, I've heard there, is at number 6. A state agent didn't make the list, surprisingly. Politician comes in at number 3. Any more? Tax debt collection comes in at number 2. Can anyone think what number 1 might be on the list? No. They were actually number 8. But apologies if this is anyone's job. I don't mean to offend anyone this morning. But number 1 is telemarketer. So the people that ring you up at 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. So just like some of the top 10 jobs in our list, just doing that job, even as a starting point, didn't make himself particularly popular with the general public. So he was someone, not only who was just famous for being short, but he appears in this story as an anti-hero character, an outsider, someone who was disliked. The tax collectors at the time, they got to keep everything that they collected over and above what they needed to send to Rome. So if he collected 2 million in taxes, he could send 1 million to Rome and keep a whole million for himself. Not only that, he was collecting for the Roman army, and everything that he did was enforced by the Roman soldiers in the area, so he could take and he was protected. The area he lived, it was a really rich area as well. So does anyone know balsam balm? So it was actually an area where they grew the balsam tree. So an area for trade. It was a really rich and important area for that and part of an important trade network and route. So you start the story off and we see Zacchaeus isn't just a short guy. But at the time, he's living against Jewish law. He handles money. He's almost like he's unclean. He's separate from society. He's not included. He would have been genuinely hated every single day for what he stood for and what he represented. But also, he was a thief. He was a cheat. And he was willing to take from others what he didn't deserve. But let's come at this from a slightly different angle this morning. Let's turn it on its head a little bit. So imagine that you're in Zacchaeus' shoes this morning. That you're waking up on the morning in question. Just think how he might have felt. He might have felt isolated. He might have felt hated. He might have felt unfulfilled. He might have felt, I'm not part of society and there's no route back for me. But then we come to the end of the story, the end of the day, and we see something that's happened that is so very different. In one day, things have completely turned on their head. They've completely transformed. In one day, you see a completely different person. So this morning we're going to look at how the love of Jesus could allow this to happen to Zacchaeus. When there were no other alternatives for Zacchaeus, how Jesus was able to transform his life. We're going to see that there's something important between Zacchaeus and Jesus, and it's the same for every one of us and Jesus too. So we've already seen that Zacchaeus was an important, wealthy official. So imagine you go to London for the day, doing a little bit of walking around Westminster, the House of Commons. And suddenly, out of the side of the House of Commons, the doors burst open and a politician runs out. He looks pretty excited. He runs across the green and suddenly he starts climbing a tree. So what do you think might happen today? I reckon the paparazzi would be there. It may get into a few of the newspapers. They'd say, this important government official, he's gone crazy. Something's gone wrong. He's running around like a kid and climbing trees. But the image we see of Zacchaeus in these verses is just like that. It's almost one of childlike excitement. He's got a childlike curiosity. He wanted to see who this Jesus was. What sparked this? What caused this? We don't know. But maybe he heard the stories of Jesus. Maybe he'd heard about the healing that Jesus had done. Maybe he just looked out the window and seen a big crowd and wondered, I wonder what's happening outside today. Maybe he's just thinking, what was he missing? But actually, could it have been that he was thinking on that morning that he knew he was a sinner? And maybe he'd heard that this Jesus had a soft place in his heart for sinners just like him. He was a greedy man who's following his sinful nature. But for a man of his position to behave like he did that morning, it wasn't normal. Something was stirring inside of him. But just think, if he hadn't gone out that morning, he would have missed his opportunity. To have a childlike excitement like this towards seeing the Lord, to hearing the calling of the Lord in our lives, it's one that isn't normal. But it's one that comes from God. So the challenge for us all this morning is, do we have a childlike energy towards the Lord? Do we truly run to him with excitement every single day in everything we do? And do we truly allow him to lead us like if we were a small child? So this morning we need to humble ourselves. And we need to remember we need to come to Christ with a childlike attitude. And he wasn't just childlike. He was determined. He really wanted to see this man Jesus. So even though he's excited, he's run out into the streets and he finally gets there, and then he's got the problem, he's a slightly shorter man. He gets there and he can't even see over the crowd that are there. The people were there, they were lining both sides of the streets, and Zacchaeus, even though he wanted to see who this Jesus was, he couldn't see over the top. He couldn't see around them, he couldn't see over them. So what does he do? He climbs a tree to see the Lord. He'd run to Jesus, but he could still see what he was going on. So what he did was he climbed a large sycamore tree. So the tree would have had large branches that spread all the way down to the ground. It would have had lots of leaves as well. So even though he wanted to see Jesus, he climbed up in the tree. He would have had the perfect seat to see them walking through, almost like a private box. But while he's up in the tree, he can be hidden. He can see down, but in all the leaves, people can't see him. But he was hidden out the way. He thought, this is ideal. I'm not seen. So he didn't let his pride stop him from seeing Jesus and running to see him. But maybe his pride got in the way. Maybe people would look up into the tree and see him and thought, who's this guy sat up in the tree, the tax collector? He doesn't deserve to be there. But actually, the most important part of the story comes next. So Jesus enters the story. Jesus is walking down through the road. And actually, even though Zacchaeus was eager to see Jesus, It was Jesus who took the initiative, who went to Zacchaeus and called him by name. Zacchaeus thought that he was seeking Jesus, but actually it was Jesus seeking him. So Jesus was walking down the road, and it says in Luke verse 5, "And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, 'Zacchaeus.'" So Zacchaeus thought he had a perfect seat up in the tree. He could remain hidden out of the way. His plan was in tatters. Jesus went to him and called him by his name. But just think, who else out in that street on that day would have spoken to him? They would have hated this tax collector. But Jesus went to him and talked to him and spoke his name. He stopped what he was doing. He stopped while he was walking past all the crowds, and he focused on this one sinner. And it's an amazing picture of the true love that Christ has for every single one of us, even as sinners. Jesus didn't turn to him and say, "You're a horrible sinner, you're a thief." But he said simply just his name. He called him by name. He showed him a simple love, an unconditional love that no one else could provide. So this story showed us that the outsider better understood and fulfilled God's love than those who are meant to be God's chosen people. Jesus took the time to see Zacchaeus. He took the time out of his journey not to speak to the religious leaders, not to speak to the officials, but to speak to this one sinner up in the tree. So it's a challenge for us as well. As we live our daily lives in different places, maybe it's in school, maybe it's in work, maybe it's just out at the shops. But do we have a Christ-like attitude to those around us, just like Christ was showing here? Do we see the sin, or do we see the sinner? Jesus took the time to speak to this man who was hated and outcast. And as a church, we're called to live in the same way as Jesus did. So imagine how Zacchaeus must have felt, sitting up in the tree, and suddenly Jesus calls him by his name. All of a sudden, he would feel included, he would feel wanted. So one, it says in the Bible, he called him by name. Throughout the Bible, he's also calling every single one of us by name as well. So we think maybe this morning this doesn't apply to me. Many times in the Bible, we're called to by name as well. So in the Bible it says, "Whosoever will, let him come." You can say to yourself, "That's me." When it says, "The one who comes to me, I'll be by no means cast out," in John, you can say, "That is me." You can know this morning that Jesus knows every single one of us by name, and that every single one of us is just as special to him as Zacchaeus was to him that day. So Jesus says to him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house." So it's the first time that we read that Jesus volunteered to go into anyone's home without already being invited. It shows how willing Christ was to go and dwell, to live with someone who may be seen as downgraded, outcast. The Lord didn't stop at the mayor's house. He didn't stop at the politician's house, but he went home to the house of a tax collector for Rome. So what do you think Zacchaeus did? He had a choice to make. Does he stay up in the tree, hidden among the leaves, or does he come down and accept Jesus into his home that day? So we see in verse 6 that he made haste, came down, and received him joyfully. So I don't know how long it would have taken Zacchaeus to climb up the tree, but I'm sure he got down more quickly and with more joy than he ever would have had before. Jesus would never pass that way again. and it would have been his last chance to see Jesus. If he hadn't made the decision on that day, then maybe he would have lost that opportunity forever. And when the people around saw it, they complained. They said, "He's gone to be the guest of a sinner." They were grumbling, they were complaining, they were gossiping. But the Lord knew that the huge crowd around him would be less than pleased by these words. And he explained later on, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save which was lost." Zacchaeus had done nothing to earn that opportunity that day. All he simply had to do was accept Jesus' invitation. Jesus took the initiative. Zacchaeus accepted his lead. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Jesus would soon die for Zacchaeus. He would soon die for us. He climbed down from the tree. He repented. He came out of hiding. He left his old ways behind. So the message here is that Jesus loves every single one of us, from the youngest to the very oldest. Whatever our backgrounds are, and whether we think we're worthy of it or not, all we have to do is accept his gift of love. It's one we don't deserve, but if we can come down, if we can live a new life for him, we can truly display the change in that around us. To all the people that we meet day by day, we can show the change that Christ has had in every single one of our lives. So Zacchaeus, from one day, in the morning, you see him, an outcast thief. And later on in the day, you see a man completely transformed, completely different. Later on in the day, he said, "Look, Lord, here and now I give back half my possessions to the poor. And if I've cheated anyone out of anything, I'll give back four times the amount." So Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is the son of Abraham." In one day, something miraculous had taken place. He put his faith in Jesus, and at the end of the day, he stood up and could give a testimony to how much that had changed his life. In one day, he'd gone from being the thief to being the giver, to caring for those all around him and wanting to give of himself to help those around and to the poor. So where does that put us today? Maybe we think, well, that's a nice story, but yeah, it happened a little while ago now. Does that really mean anything for me today? We can truly know that the words in here are as important today as they ever were. And even today, Jesus is looking for lost souls, for lost people, and he's calling them all by name. So the simple question is that, has he found you this morning? So Jesus is standing before every single one of us, just like he was with Zacchaeus. Revelation 3:20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open, I will enter." So just as Zacchaeus was saved on that day, it could be the same for us today. We can say sorry for the bad things we've done, and we can follow the Lord, follow his guidance every day, and we can change ourselves and make things right, live for him. And it's also a challenge for us as well. Are we willing to live for the Lord in a simple and childlike way? Sometimes in our daily lives, does our pride get in the way of what we know we should do, what we know is right? Do we show the true love of the Lord to all those around us? Do we see the sinner or the lost soul? So from a seemingly simple story of a short man climbing a tree, we see that in one day we have a man who went from having nothing to someone who had everything he needed. So just to close, I think the final hymn of the children's story, or children's hymn that we started with, sums it up best. So the final verse goes, Zacchaeus was a wee little man, but a happy man was he, for he had seen the Lord that day, and a happy man was he, and a very happy man was he. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this amazing passage, Lord, and this amazing story. And we thank you, Lord, that this just shows us so clearly your true love for every single one of us. And just how much you can transform people's lives from in the morning feeling like you've got nothing to live for, from being an outsider, and through a simple encounter with God, everything changing, having everything we need, and having everything we need to look forward to. So Lord, we say sorry if for some days we don't live in the way that we should, Lord. And that as we speak to people, we see their faults, we see them as sinners, we see their problems, and we don't speak to people in the true love that you've taught us we should, and we're sorry for that. And Lord, we just pray this morning that if we haven't accepted your lead, that we say sorry for all the things we've done, and that we simply accept your invitation of love and allow that to transform our lives today. And Lord, just thank you so much for this, all we can see in this simple story, and just how much you can transform and how much you can change. And thank you that your Son died for every single one of us to give us a hope and future in you. So in this we pray, Amen.